Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 187, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thy loving kindness, Lord, is good and free. In tender mercy, turn thou unto me. Hide not thy face from me in my distress. In mercy, hear my prayer. Thy servant bless. And what follows? Psalter 187, the stanzas 1 and 2. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Deuteronomy 33, the verses 1 through 7. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Deuteronomy 33, the first 7 verses. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir unto them. He shined forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints from his right hand, when a fiery law for them. Yea, he loved the people. All the saints are in thy hand. And they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshurun, when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel who are gathered together. Let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. And this is the blessing of Judah. And he said, Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou an help to him from his enemies. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Hank van Harten, who was still in the hospital, Lydia van der Stroot, who was admitted to the hospital and had to have her appendix removed, but who may be home again, and James, the infant son of Mr. and Mrs. Dennis van Manen, who was admitted to the hospital with RSV, but may be home again. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when we may be gathered together as a congregation on the morning hour of this Lord's Day, then thou hast yet made a difference where there is no difference. Where in the day of yesterday, we have stood on the cemetery with the mourning family, where it has pleased thee in this past week, after a life of many afflictions, many difficulties, and many trials, to take out of their midst their beloved daughter and sister, as she was ushered into eternity, and her mortal remains were brought to the grave, to await the great day of the resurrection. Then in this week, then another family circle is called upon to go to the cemetery to bury a beloved wife, mother, grandmother, and further family member. Lord, wilt thou then remember all the mourning ones in our midst? There are many of them, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the grave. And, Lord, what maketh us to differ? That we may still be in the precious land of grace, and where we are all lying under the sentence of death, may that reality, that truth, be more and more impressed upon all of our hearts, and that we may be given to cry after thee. An old father, by renewal admitted to the hospital, given a little improvement, but, Lord, the concerns, they are manifold, they are serious. May it please thee to remember, and above all, where each time when he goes to the hospital, another calling, that the end is coming closer by. To that end, may the callings be used, and that his soul may be saved. Remember his dear wife and family, a daughter taken to the hospital, underwent surgery, and may return home. Lord, wilt thou remember her in her young life? And then thou wast also something special to say to her, My daughter, give me thy heart. Lord, may this calling be used to that end. Then surely, then thy great and worthy name shall be glorified. Remember her parents and family, An infant child also admitted to the hospital with concerns, but privileged the parents privileged to take him home. Ah, Lord, grant a humble and a thankful heart. We commend unto thee all those that are under the physician's care. Difficulties of the body, of the mind, it is all known unto thee. Then thou speakest in so many ways. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, then we humbly ask of thee for thy special help, for thy special presence, for thy special favor, and for thy special blessing, with an impression all undeserved and sinned away. A week of preparation has come to an end, and it is most perfectly known unto thee what our thoughts, what our exercises have been, concerning the things of the Lord, and concerning him that is fairer than the children of men, where grace has been poured out upon his lips, and where the Lord has blessed him forever. And to that end, then by renewal in these serious and solemn times, then the sacrament of the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ hopes to be administered in the midst of the congregation. And, Lord, we humbly ask thee, where it is an holy table, that thou mayst set a watch round about thy table. Lord, thou knowest who are thine. Thou knowest who have been wrought upon by thy Spirit. Thou knowest those who have a wedding garment. And to that end, wilt thou bring to the table those that have a right to that table. Ah, Lord, those that are caught in the thickets, may it please thee to draw them. Ah, perhaps some souls have come up with that prayer, Lord. Wilt thou draw me? Then I will run after thee. It is a royal command by the royal king. Do this in remembrance of me. And, Lord, may it be used also for the strengthening of their faith. We have heard of late precious things concerning the king. That thine eyes shall behold the king in his beauty, and that he is fairer than the children of men, and that grace is poured out upon his lips. Thou hast a people upon the earth that are so dependent upon thee, but it is a people that have been taught and led into things of the Lord, a people that have truly become a sinner. They have become a great sinner, and a great sinner that has tried so hard to please thee, but a sinner still with a heavily high debt. But, then thou declareth in thy word that thou wast sent thy dear son, that the chiefest of sinners may be saved. And then in thy great love, then thou was instituted the sacrament of baptism was administered in the past week, and now the sacrament of the Lord's Supper hopes to be administered in this morning hour. May thy presence be experienced in a special way, that thy house may be a Bethel indeed, and that there may be souls by faith that may be given to behold the king in his beauty. Lord, wilt thou grant that spiritual appetite And may it please thee that it truly may be the house of God where thou feedest thy people with that spiritual manna, and that is that broken bread, and that poured out wine. Oh, wilt thou speak a word that may drop into the soul, and may it be an unforgettable service, that thy name may be honored and may be glorified, O Lord. Do remember all the unconverted ones, the boys and our girls, the youth, the middle-aged and the elderly ones. May they be filled with a holy jealousy, where the table of the covenant declares unto us and our children that thou art still gathering a church thou wast promised, that as long as the sun and the moon endure, they shall fear thee throughout all generations, O Lord. In the serious time, under all thy solemn callings, may it please thee to grant a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit, and wilt thou so grant thy gracious help in the administration of word and sacrament, and may the outgoing of the service be for the coming of thy kingdom, for the glory of thy name, with an impression all sinned away from our side. Oh, then the sacrament may declare that one-sided love, thou hast a people upon the earth that are given to experience and to learn. We love him because he has loved us first. Wilt thou so be a surprising God? Wilt thou graciously take away everything that could be a hindrance? Wilt thou bind the devil fast? Ah, may his kingdom be disturbed. May it be broken down amongst us and our children. And our Lord, then our only hope and our only expectation, that is thy mercy, and thy mercy alone we ask it in the pardoning of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 163, the three stanzas. O Lord, my God, most earnestly my heart would seek thy face. Within thy holy house once more to see thy glorious grace. And what follows, Psalter 163, the three stanzas, and the extra collection today is for the Emeritus Fund. in this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Deuteronomy 33, the 7th verse, the first part, where God's word in our text reads thus, "And this is the blessing of Judah." Our text words speak of the blessing of Judah with three thoughts. In the first place, the need for the blessing of Judah. Secondly, the foreshadowments of the blessing of Judah. And thirdly, the celebration of the love of Judah. The blessing of Judah. The need for the blessing of Judah. The foreshadowments of the blessing of Judah. And the celebration of the love of Judah. Thus first, the need for the blessing of Judah. Beloved congregation, we have heard on the last Lord's Day of that tender-eyed Leah that had such a desire that she may be reconciled and experience the love of Jacob. And then she had many precious hopes. Oh, when the Lord begins to work by His Spirit, then He grants that grace of hope also in their heart. And if you ask such a soul how it can be that they do not know, but they have experienced that the Lord is worthy to be served, and even with all their sins and transgressions, and then each time by renewal, then you may find them at the feet of the Lord pouring out their heart, whether there may be a way that they may be reconciled with the Lord. Then we have heard of a Reuben, behold a son. We have heard of a Simeon, that means to be heard. We have heard of a Levi, that means to be joined. But Leah has experienced with those three sons that there was still that separation, still that need, that burden, that cry. But then we have heard with the fourth son, then it became different. Oh, when she has held her little Judah in her hand, then she was given to say, "Now I will praise the name of the Lord." Then we have heard on Thursday night all of that greater Judah, because we know in the scriptures that out of the tribe of Judah, out of that family, the greater Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ, would be born. And now concerning that Judah, that greater Judah, we have heard precious things in the past week from the psalmist, from Psalm 45. Ah, that his heart was indicting a good matter. "I will speak concerning things concerning the king. My tongue is as the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured out upon thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever." Oh, congregation, how has it now been in a week of preparation, my unconverted fellow travelers? We need to be joined to the Lord. Our sins need to be pardoned. We need to be forgiven. Ah, then the table of the covenant in this morning, that tells unto you that there is hope for us and our children. Oh, it is through the blessing of the greater Judah that he was willing to take the sins of his people. But now our first thought, the need for the blessing of Judah. our text words. Moses as a servant of the Lord. Then he is gathered in the plains of Moab. Soon they would enter the promised land. In chapter 32, then Moses has taught them a song. Oh, in that song it is declared the sovereignty of the Lord, that he has chosen that people to be his people. Then he has led them through the wilderness. But in that song, then it is also declared how that people of Israel, that they were a murmuring people, that they have not obeyed his law. And now in Deuteronomy 33, oh, it was after, because at the end of chapter 32, then the Lord is given to speak to Moses, that shortly that he would climb on Mount Nebo. Then he would be given to see that promised land from afar, but he could not enter that land. Ah, that people have murmured, and the second time, instead of speaking to that rock, he has smitten that rock, and therefore Moses could not enter that land. But now Moses had a special instruction, a special word to those 12 tribes of Israel. Then he had a word to speak in the spirit of prophecy to each, because we read, and this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Ah, then we can understand it, even our boys and girls, how that the tribes must have listened, that even the little boys and girls, they must have waited for the mentioning of the tribe that they were from. How is it with us, congregation? Do we listen the same way? Is our name mentioned? Yes, our name is mentioned. But to what people do we belong? There are two peoples upon the world, and it is true. There is a difference among the unconverted, and yet all without God. There is a difference with the leadings, how far they have been led among the people of God. But they are his people. Thus how still, how silent it must have been. But then Moses has first given a little introduction. Then he has spoken how that the Lord has spoken from Sinai, that the law has been pronounced, that the same as in this morning hour. And then in verse 3, then that one-sided work, because that people of Israel, they have learned that they were not worthy. They have sinned it all away. They have murmured different times. They have not believed the 2 spies, but the 10 spies. But now that one side at work. That is the comfort for the true people of God, a people that sinned away. Oh, maybe souls in my midst, that there is an exercise people, and that they have to confess. Even in a week of preparation, then it is not as it ought to be. But now Moses is given to declare, yea, he loved the people. All the saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Everyone shall receive of thy words. That speaks of the care of the Lord for his people, and that he shall never forsake the work of his own hands. And then in verse 6, then we read, because in Deuteronomy 33, much similarity to Genesis 49, where Father Jacob has also pronounced prophetical words concerning the 12 tribes. And now in Deuteronomy 33, then he partly repeats, partly enlarges, supplements, sometimes modifies, and sometimes even reverses. All first, a Reuben is mentioned. in Genesis 49. Then Father Jacob has said, unstable as waters, thou shalt not excel because of a great and a special sin that Reuben has committed. And now, let Reuben live and not die, and let not his men be few. Thus, much has been reversed, and in Ezekiel 48, where there is spoken of the city of God, then we also read, and the gate of Reuben. That becomes the wonder for those Reubens, maybe a few in our midst, ascended all away, unworthy of the least of the Lord's blessings. But now the wonder, yet a gate for Reuben. A Simeon is not even mentioned. A Levi after, how is it now possible that for a Reuben who ascended all away, this blessing, let Reuben live and not die. Is it not written? And Reuben and his whole family included. Genesis 2 verse 17. The day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And now we read that Reuben may live. Ah, that mystery, that wonder that is declared in our text. Ah, then it seems that Moses, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that he must hasten to come to Judah, because out of Judah the promised Messiah would be born. And now what a precious word for the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is the blessing for Judah. Thus then we read at the beginning of our text, and now the Lord has a people, that also that word and that becomes a wonder unto them. Oh, it would be righteous if the Lord would say, and I shall have no more dealings with you. I have been so patient. I have granted you so many blessings, revealed unto you so many precious things. But oh, you are as those children of Israel, a murmuring and a complaining people, an unbelieving people. Thus for that people it would have been righteous if there was an end. And the Lord would say, I shall forsake you, I shall disown you, I shall no longer care for you, I shall no longer save you from your enemies. But now another end. And that is such a different end. That is an end of the faithfulness of the Lord for an unfaithful people. Oh, when we read in our text of an end, that is that end of that covenant of grace, where we have heard it out of verse 3. Yea, he loved this people, all the saints are in thy hand. Oh, further, that is an end of the patient long-suffering of the Lord, a rebellious and a murmuring people. That is an end of unfathomable love, and that becomes the wonder for the people of God. And that wonder only becomes greater as they travel life's pathway. Oh, that is an end that is in one-sided end. Then the church learns that there is nothing of them. Ah, the church must learn that they come with empty hands simply to the cross of Christ. I cling, because when we read, and this is the blessing of Judah. Oh, then in our text it speaks of the greater Judah. Thus what a wonderful end, when by renewal there may be an end for the people of God. That is that deep, that is that fathom, beloved, and an end for who? For the travelers through the wilderness, they have proved that they are sinners still. They have been a murmuring people. Oh, that is a people that have been blessed above all the people of the Lord. It is a blessing for the child of God when they may receive an impression of the Lord's goodness, that the Lord has cared for them hitherto, that the Lord shall continue to care for them. And this is the blessing of Judah, because Judah has also sinned it all away. Thus for a murmuring people, a people where the Lord has done wonders, they have been led out of the land of Egypt. We have heard it in this morning with the introduction to the law. And I am the Lord thy God, which has led thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And then for such a privileged people that each time sin everything away, and then that wonder, and this is the blessing of Judah. That is a one-sided end of free and sovereign grace. A people that have traveled through the wilderness, a people for whom the Lord has provided so faithfully and so abundantly. Oh, he has proven to be the king of the church. And now for a people that has sinned everything away. But that end has also another meaning, because we have told you that in the Old Testament, that church, that longing, that seeking church, under their trials and their tribulations, they have received precious promises concerning the coming Messiah. They have heard through which families that golden thread of the coming of the Messiah would run. And then that people, they were so busy when they were on the right place and busy with the things of the Lord, then they were busy tracing that golden thread. Has that also taken place in this week, people of God, that you are given to reflect back at the time when the Lord has begun that wonderful and astonishing work, what the Lord has spoken, what you have experienced, in the impossibilities that the Lord has given deliverance, concerning your Reubens, concerning your Simeons, concerning your Levites, but also the necessity, because in this morning it goes about, and this is the blessing of Judah, it is also a blessing. Is that so, fathers and mothers, that you were seeking for that thread? Many, maybe nearly all, when you go back generations, then you can speak of those that have feared the Lord. And fathers and mothers, are you now busy in your own heart, whether that golden thread, of course, grace is not inherited, but the Lord works from generation to generation. Are you seeking and begging for it in your heart, in your children, whether you may notice that golden thread that the Lord works from generation to generation? And now concerning the people of Israel, on Jacob's deathbed, what a precious promise concerning Judah. Thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Shiloh shall come before the scepter shall depart from Judah. And then into Egypt for so many years, and it has become so quiet concerning that golden thread. We do not read that in the land of bondage that Judah has spoken. It has become so quiet. Still a blessing that people in Egypt, they have groaned, they have wept, They have asked for deliverance. Ah, the Lord has delivered them with a stretched out arm, the Passover through the Red Sea. But now concerning that tribe of Judah, then it was the desire of Israel that they may be given to trace that golden thread. And it is true. Oh, concerning the tabernacle, concerning the encampment, they have seen it. It was an encouragement for the children of Israel that it would be Judah indeed, because on the east side, concerning the tabernacle and that encampement, three tribes on each side. And now Judah received the place in front of the door of the court where that brazen altar was placed. Thus, appointing to, is already a blessing, the life of a child of God, that he may be directed to that Judah. Oh, a way that is made through those sacrifices, that a sinner may be reconciled with God. Then further, we read in Numbers 10, when the children of Israel were called to march from one encampment to another, that is also a blessing for a child of God when they may come to another encampment concerning the leadings of the things of the Lord. Also concerning the blessing of Judah, because in this morning it goes about the blessing of Judah, and that the greater Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in Numbers 10, then we read in that encampment that the first tribe to lead, that was the tribe of Judah. And writers tell us each had a banner, and the tribe of Judah had a lion on that banner. Thus, in the wilderness, there was direction appointing to Judah a special place, but it has become so quiet. But now in our text words, then a new revelation. Then we have heard that Reuben, and then Simeon was not mentioned, a Levi after. And this is the blessing of Judah. And now out of Judah would come the Lord Jesus Christ. But Judah was also a foreshadowment. The foreshadowment of the blessing of Judah. Then it is for a guilty people. Then it is necessary for the people of God that they are instructed by that greater Judah in his prophetical office, and then that people are given to experience that they are provided and protected by that greater Judah in his kingly office. We have heard from Psalm 45 that the psalmist was given to meditate upon the king, but there was also much instruction concerning the priestly office of the greater Judah with the sacrifices that were brought. And now concerning Judah, then there was much foreshadowment that pointed to the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in the fullness of time, because Judah in different places formerly, then Judah, when he was in the land of the living, then he was a special and a beautiful type of the greater Judah, the Lord Jesus Christ, who would be born in the fullness of time. We have not time to multiply it out, but we all know that with Father Jacob's 12 sons, that different times Judah has been a beautiful type of Christ. Oh, already in Genesis 37, then Judah has said to his brothers, let us sell him and not slay him. Thus it was through Judah. Of course, it was wrong. But Joseph could say in Genesis 50, verse 20, Ye have thought evil towards me, but God meant it for good. All went that way. Then the family of Jacob would be saved from starvation. Oh, when that famine came, we know the history. In the beginning, Judah was silent. But in Genesis 43, then Judah began to speak. He says, Father, I will be surety for Benjamin. And this is the blessing of Judah that may be commemorated and remembered in this morning with the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, that the greater Judah, already in the council of peace that he has given himself, that he has said, Father, lo, I come in the volume of the book it is written of me. Father, I will be surety for that chosen people. Then I am willing to go down upon that earth to assume the human nature. I am willing to suffer and to die. Ah, then we read that they have come to Egypt for the second time. Ah, they have come with their money. They have come with their gifts. And then, for a while, Judah has been quiet. Ah, they have dined with Jacob. Benjamin has received much more. And then we read of those 12 brothers. Ah, they have given their gifts. But we do not read that Joseph has taken their money. But now in Genesis 44, and this is the blessing of Judah. Ah, when that silver cup was found, that points to our original sin, because the brothers were not aware of it, but it was shown. And then those brothers of Joseph have stood speechless. But, and this is the blessing of Judah. Ah, then a Judah has come forward. He was given to fall to the ground. He was given to confess. What shall we say unto my Lord? And Judah came near unto him. And then we read, and thy servant became surety for the lad unto my father. Oh, a beautiful type of the greater Judah. And this is the blessing of Judah. And now the celebration of the love of the blessing of Judah. Ah, we shall keep that for the Lord's Supper. But now the greater Judah in his great love. Oh, his children. He has chosen them. He has called them. He has instructed them. He has provided and he leadeth them. And now for that people in that wilderness. Ah, with many a trial. Many times discouraged. Many times they do not know it anymore. Many a times for the true child of God. It seems that it becomes too much. Ah, the Amalekites, a type of the devil. That is not a strange matter for the true child of God. In a week of preparation, ah, then it seems that their journey can be so great. And now the greater Judah, oh, in his great love, then he has instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. Oh, in this place, Deuteronomy 33. 38 years, we do not read that the sacrament of circumcision and the sacrament of the Passover have been celebrated. Thus, what a need. And this is the blessing of Judah. Ah, soon they would enter the promised land. And then by renewal, then the sacraments would be administered and they would be celebrated. And this is the blessing of Judah. Oh, he has instituted the sacrament of the Lord's Supper before his suffering and his death. And in the Gospel of Luke, then he has declared that with great desire, he desired to eat that Passover with us before his death. And now in this morning, ah, the blessing of Judah. And this is the blessing of Judah, the blessing of the greater Judah. Then it may be remembered what the greater Judah has done to save his church. Ah, what the greater Judah, what it has cost him. It has cost him everything. He has shed his precious blood at different times that his church may go free. Thus this morning, And this is the blessing for Judah. That is for those Leahs, who whether Reubens, whether Simeons and Levites, cannot satisfy the justice of God, that are a sinner still, but who have been pointed to, where that greater Judah has been revealed. And then we have heard, fairer than the children of men, that grace is poured upon his lips. How that is becomes manifest in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. There he is willing to reveal a little of his love, what he has done, his meritorial work. Then grace is poured upon his lips. And now for that people, the king has said, do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Let us sing of Psalter 69, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Be thou my judge, O righteous Lord, try thou my inmost heart. I walk with steadfast trust in thee, nor from thy ways depart. And what follows, Psalter 69, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.